Yeah, he won. Beat her out by 6 points. Got over 50% too, so he avoids the runoff election. Huge wins, really. He overperformed, I think, relative to a lot of people's expectations. I was very surprised. I thought this was going to be down to like a 2 or 3 point difference at most. No, I really can't believe how well he did. Vache voted for Tallarico. Nice. Even better, we do go to a runoff with Cornyn and Paxton. They were both very close, about a point away from each other. Funnily enough, Donald Trump responded to the primary results by saying that he was going to endorse one of these two candidates soon and that he expects the other person to immediately drop out. So we are getting literally the best case scenario here, an unambiguous Tallarico win on the Democrat side, and on the Republican side, a very close and bloody runoff where Trump is threatening one of them to step down, which they likely won't because campaigns are big and expensive things. Just shutting down a campaign because Trump hasn't endorsed you would be insane. A lot of people would lose their jobs. I don't think they're going to do that. Paxton came out, said he's not going to drop out. Really? What, did he tweet that? Did he say that to the media? Because I see Paxton says he would consider dropping out. Oh, if Republicans pass voter ID bill. I see. Trump appears to be leaning towards endorsing John Cornyn in the Texas GOP Senate primary, which is funny, by the way, because Paxton is the more hardline MAGA of the two, so I think somebody's whispering in Trump's ear on this one. Issuing a stark warning to State Attorney General Ken Paxton in an interview with Politico. He said an endorsement will be made pretty soon before addressing Paxton, who recently said he would not drop out of the race even if Trump endorses Cornyn. Ah, well, there you go. Yeah. Well, that's bad for him to say, Trump said. That is bad for him. So maybe that leads me to go the other direction. Oh man. Guys, the rule in the Republican Party has been that you can be whatever the fuck you want to be as long as you're pro-Trump. If we've reached a level of right-wing infighting where even people like Ken Paxton are getting axed from the Trumpist majority, that's nasty stuff, man. That's really, really, really nasty. What you're basically doing is forcing a bunch of Republican politicians to choose whether they would prefer to honorably leave power or potentially challenge it and win the gold as Trump fades in relevance. If Ken Paxton feels confident enough to say that he would not be willing to drop out because Trump endorsed his opponent, that's a watermark. Do you think it'd be easier for Tallarico to be Paxton or Cornyn? Paxton. I think that we want Paxton as our opponent, though he is by far the worst of between him and Cornyn, he is the worst person, but Paxton's a better shot for them to win. That being said, if Trump does endorse Cornyn, Paxton's probably not going to win in the runoff. Is the voter fraud thing an actual issue or not? No, there is no voter fraud in America. There is, however, a lot of voter suppression, which did happen during the primaries. Democrats faced a lot of it. There are lots and lots and lots of news reports of people who were voting in the Democratic primary getting directed away or being faced with very long lines. In spite of the voter suppression, Democrats actually turned out more votes in total than Republicans did. Total reported votes on the Republican side, 2.16 million and 2.3 million for the Democrat side. So things are going pretty well. I've seen a poll where Paxton still wins after the hypothetical Trump endorsement lull. Really? You think Wesley Hunt was pulling that many Paxton votes? Yes? All right. Well, we'll see, I guess. I'm surprised Crockett was so humble in defeat. I thought for sure she'd go scorched earth. Dude, I fucking hate her. And I can't say there are so many of the like Biden dead ender K-Hive wannabe. Crockett supporters have been posting the same. They all talk exactly the same. It's always like Crockett was a bad candidate is a dog whistle. We know what you really mean. We've got you on notice. It's all race war shit. They all want to do this. Dude, even fucking Nina Turner for some reason has been really weird about this, where like she was clearly being supportive of Jasmine Crockett in the lead up, and then after Tallarico won, she's been going really hard against him for reasons that she wasn't going hard against Crockett for. I don't understand why. Nina Turner? Yeah, did I say the wrong name? I think she even quote tweeted me. You said it right? Okay. She's been going really hard against Tallarico for not supporting Medicare for All, even though Crockett definitely didn't support Medicare for All, but she was being kind of conditionally supportive of her. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why doesn't he support that, though? He's running in Texas, dog. Yeah, Tallarico's made positive statements about M4A. He's just said, yeah. Short-term public option's more realistic, which is probably true, yeah. But, like, what? It's just a little bit weird that Nina Turner was not being critical of Jasmine Crockett for any of these reasons, but then as soon as Tallarico wins, she's turning on him? I don't know. It's weird. Do you think Nina Turner is compromised? I don't know, man. I think that as a consequence of Woke One and a lot of really, really, really bad id poll arguments, unfortunately, a lot of black people in the Democratic Party who we count as political allies would probably be Republicans if they were white. Like a lot of them. But there's nothing we can really do about it, and there's not really much of a point in drawing a line over it because they are Democrats right now. But like, yeah, ideologically not the most, yeah. In-group, out-group base. It's a cold truth. It's not good. Anyway, I got distracted. Sorry. The results were super, super good. Super, 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 super good. I think that he's got a real chance. And it probably goes without saying, but picking up a seat, it looks like Ossoff's also polling well against his opponent as well, which means that the most vulnerable Democratic senator is looking pretty strong. You know, conditionally looking pretty strong. And this is such a long shot seat that it looks like we're actually, I don't want to say it's a coin flip. I want to say in my mind right now, 20% chance that Tallarico wins the Senate seat. That being said, things are trending negatively for the Republicans right now and positively for the Democrats. So I'm really sorry, but I touch grass. What in blazes is Woke 2 and Woke 1? I think, funnily enough, the main distinction is Israel. I think that Woke 1 was progressive identity politics that were captured by the consultant class in the Democratic Party and weaponized in an anti-progressive way. I think of, like, a lot of people who are progressive and well-meaning, but in a way that leads to a lot of infighting. So you have people who are pro-trans and pro-black and so on. You know, you've got good underlying sentiment, but the language with which it's expressed and the way in which it's delivered and politically capitalized on is at best very insincere and at worst actively fosters infighting. Like how Hillary Clinton used id poll as a way of turning people against Bernie Sanders. Warren did the same thing to Bernie in 2020. It was like, you know, well, if you're so progressive, then why X? And why? And the person telling you this is less progressive than you are. So I think of it as a good sentiment that was capitulated, that was weaponized. I think the main difference with Woke 2 is that it's motivated by a lot more hatred and a lot more anti-Zionism. And it means the Democrats can't capitalize on it. Democrats can cynically weaponize pro-blackness or pro-transness or feminism or whatever else, but they can't cynically weaponize anti-Zionist sentiment. There's no way for them to do that because they are utterly beholden to those interests. So they have no way of, I wish they could, but they can't. There's the Democrats can cynically capitalize on, liberal feminists wearing pussy hats doing like, listen to black women when they speak, because then all the Democrats have to do is pitch you a black woman who's like a raging centrist. And then, wow, you know, you've captured people, but there's not really a way for the Democratic Party to capture, you know, your average, like, 19-year-old progressive lefty who thinks that America and Israel both need to burn. It's much harder to capture that group of people. And there are a lot of people trending in that direction. So I think of Woke 2 as a lot more mean and a lot harder to take advantage of, in my opinion. Crockett Seethers have been fun to watch. Speaking of the death of Woke 1, yeah. I think moderate black Democrats are still trying to use Woke One with regard to Crockett. Yeah. Which to me signals like the death, the funereal bell for that particular movement. If white Democrats aren't falling for it, if if racially self-conscious white liberal Democrats are not falling for black centrists telling them that they're racist if they don't vote for Crockett, then that's pretty much the end of the movement, because racially self-conscious white liberals were always the main target of that rhetoric. Do I want to see this guy? Yeah, sure. This is one of the Chorus-funded insane K-Hive pro-Crockett people. Plattner's also improving his polls, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Where is my kitty crash out? I want to see him cry. Bitch, you're not getting it. Okay, I will never give you that damn reaction. I will never give you the fucking satisfaction. Bitch, you will not get that from me. Not today. This is what I have to say. And it doesn't matter because they're going to clip this shit anyway and take my words out of motherfucking context. But I want to say I want Democrats to support the Democratic nominee. As I've always said, if the person wins, we should rally behind them. But don't expect the same people that you have been harassing and bullying for the last few months to lift a fucking finger and offer you their free labor.
Why are they always gay? Well, it's not just that they're always gay. It's also that they're always black and women. The consultants close to the Democratic Party weirdly have, like, remember Hillary Clinton, not Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris's advisors had basically no straight white men, which is crazy because straight white men make up like 35% of the country. Like, they're a really, really, really big demographic of people. I think it's a consequence of Woke One. It reminds me of when, not The Guardian, BuzzFeed was touting their super duper diverse writing crew, and their diverse writing crew was made up of like 25 identical looking white women and one black woman. You know, it's a very superficial appeal to progressivism that does nothing to it's the affect thing, right? Here are our Democratic Party approved influencers. They're all gay, black, and women. Also, all of them are, you know, Lockheed Martin liberals who are proud of our very first Muslim drone pilot, you know? It's also called pop feminism. Well, pop feminism was peak Woke One, right? Like, that's the style we're talking about. Garish, inauthentic, unwilling to criticize power in any way that matters, you know? You'll write an article on how men, spread their legs on public transit, you know, and they're inconsiderate of the people next to them, but you won't say shit about how Hillary Clinton wants a forever war in the Middle East or whatever, you know? It's always pro-establishment.
You know that phrase, none of us is free until all of us is free? I don't think that's what they mean. I think nobody is free until black folks are back in slavery. Because that's what the fuck is giving. You cannot sit here and harass black women continuously. Black women who did absolutely nothing to you.
What the fuck just happened?
The fuck is giving? You cannot sit here and harass black women continuously.
Your failure to provide clear and irrefutable examples is a tell. You have some very obvious problems you need to work through, and trying to diagnose strangers on the internet isn't going to solve them. And what are my problems I need to work through? Are you not diagnosing me in that same way, Keith? Why don't you just say you support the white boy and stop wasting everyone's time? Wait, this is the screenshot you're using to prove that black women are getting harassed? A screenshot in which the black woman invokes the race card before the white guy does? Maybe there's like more context that you've cut out from the beginning of the screenshot, but in this one, she race baits before he does. Your problem is you're so accustomed to wielding phony accusations of racism as a club, it's become a mental crutch that damages your ability to engage in good faith dialogue. I hope you do the work on that. He's right! In the context of this conversation, he's correct. Why would you use that? You could probably easily find screenshots of people being actually racist online. It's not rare. Why would you use this?
Women who did absolutely nothing to you for the last few months.
That's it?
And then expect, hey, black person, do my bidding.
The primary is over. Let's come together and do something Dems have not done for a generation. Shock the world and flip Texas blue. What's wrong with that? What the fuck is wrong with this screenshot?
Fry me some chicken, get in that goddamn kitchen.
These people are so goddamn race baity, and you know he has a white boyfriend. Jesus fuck. True. Any truers? It's true. These people are insane. Remember, Chorus paid DNC plant. This guy took a picture with Biden. I think I saw a lot of these Chorus people did that. I think he was one of them. I might be wrong on that. Maybe I'm just thinking of Brian Tyler Cohen. Yeah, he did? Okay, yeah. He was dancing with Kamala Harris. Wait, really? Was he? Hold on. Too raw, too real, dancing. Kamala Harris. Oh, yep. Yeah. I don't understand the context or why this was posted 10 weeks ago. Kamala Harris learns the boots on the ground dance ahead of her speech in San Francisco. Well, that's prescient. How did they know? These are the content creators that the Democratic Party wants to elevate, which is the reason why there's so much money floating around the right-wing independent content creator space and so little floating around us. Because they know that people like me would criticize Israel. So what they want are utterly complacent, like, vessels through which they can do or say anything, but if you criticize them, they will shamelessly race bait you. They will just the most insanely incendiary shit over nothing, you know, because this is their main line of defense. It is, funnily enough, by the way, the exact same thing that Zionists do, where anytime you criticize the obviously evil things Israel is doing, they accuse you of being anti-Semitic. It's the exact same playbook. And this guy's also a Zionist, so you can do the math on like how much of a synchronicity there is. Basically, everything that the Democrats have done wrong politically is because they've bent the knee to Israel. Like, literally, on every level, strategy and who they elevate and why they elevate them and the rhetoric they take, the decisions that Biden made, the decisions Kamala made, at every point, the stuff that has lost them elections has come down to the fact that they would prefer to be subservient to the interests of Zionists than they would be to, you know, win their elections.
I think y'all think that we have Stockholm Syndrome or black people don't have agency, baby. I don't know what the fuck you think this is, but we are not that. Never fucking ever. Y'all said that we played identity politics, but yet you went with a candidate with the least credentials. You went with a candidate with the right complexion and the less qualifications. Well, you said that maybe only a white person can win Texas. Well, now you have the opportunity to test your theory. And rather than playing in black folks' faces with disgusting comments like this, why aren't you taking...
Vote blue no matter who. Hope you can read it between the tears, bitch. What's wrong with that comment? Out of curiosity. This dude's racist as fuck, man. I have not seen any Tallarico supporters being racist to Crockett supporters. I have seen a fuck ton of Crockett supporters be racist to Tallarico supporters, though.
In comments like this, why aren't you taking all this energy to prop up your candidate like we wanted you to do from the beginning?
Maybe you should have propped up your candidate more and not like wasted your time race baiting the opposition into oblivion and then lose by 7 points in the primary, you know?
Notice that every video before the very end, I said that both candidates are great candidates for Texas and would be better than Cornyn
and
Paxton. It wasn't until you guys started going negative against Jasmine Crockett, spreading lies about AIPAC and Israel, calling her ghetto.
Oh, hold on. That's interesting. The very first thing that he brings up as an example of the smears thrown Crockett's way. That's the first thing you... First thing that comes up to you, huh? AIPAC, that's so interesting. I've never heard of them before.
You guys started going negative against Jasmine Crockett, spreading lies about AIPAC in Israel, calling her ghetto, saying she's too aggressive.
I vote for James Tallarico. It doesn't matter to me, white man versus black woman. Whereas James Tallarico has a bit more of a softer tone.
And mischaracter.
That's literally true, though. I don't know what to say. I don't know. You can't have Crockett run as like, I am the abrasive, angry black woman, and then be mad when people say she's doing that. That's her. Dude, after she called Marjorie Taylor Greene a beach blonde butch, whatever the fuck she said, she printed out t-shirts for that and sold it. She marketed that. That's the identity she wanted to run on.
Rising her voting record. Is when we decided, hey, fuck you, we gonna slap you back. But interesting enough, my mom always told me when somebody bullies you, it's always your job to stand up for yourself. But when black folks stood up for themselves and stood in the gap for a black woman, all of a sudden, we were portrayed as the villain. And I'm not saying that everybody who voted for James is racist. I'm cool with Olivia. She was the only person.
The one non-racist. Just pitching a random, okay, cool, not racist Tallarico supporter. I found the one good white. I found one.
Who didn't have to beat down Jasmine in order to lift up her candidate. She always just stayed on.
Why are you subjecting me to this? Because this guy's brand of progressivism was a weapon that centrist Democrats use to stifle progressivism within the party. And the fact that it didn't work and Crockett got BTFO'd, even though she had a much bigger platform than Tallarico, is a huge dub for us. This shit needs to go. It needs to leave. It is bad. It is not good for us. Yeah, progressivism. I know. But like, I'm so happy. I'm happy that the disingenuous race baiting and the appeals to the insecurity of self-conscious white liberals didn't work. The it's her turn rhetoric, like, oh, you know, the politics of entitlement. I'm so glad that it didn't work. I'm so glad that it failed. Can we be dead ass? He's too light skinned to be this. Newts, you can't be talking like that, little white baby. You're right, though. You can't be talking like that.
Substance. And that's all other people asked for. But you guys couldn't do that. Y'all have the need to try to humble black people. And I don't know what the fuck we did to y'all, but just exist. It's interesting that y'all love us and y'all love our tactics and you love our colorful personality when we're advocating behind the white candidate. But when we start advocating for ourselves, it becomes a problem. And according to the Tallarico hoes,
it reminds me of how, like, on the left, people don't really bring up trans people all that much. Or, like, trans kids. Like, they exist, I guess. I don't know. But then if you go over to the right, they're all you fucking hear about, you know, nonstop. And whenever I saw Tallarico Jasmine Crockett discourse, every time race was brought up, it was by the Crockett people. And it was them being racist to white people. Which, again, I'm not going to pretend there's like any systemic heft to that racism. It's just like it reveals a flawed underlying thought process. That's the reason why you should call out like misandry or anti-white racism. It's not because it's structurally harmful. It's really not. It's because it reveals a bad underlying thought process. It indicates like a weakness in a person's positions. You know, there's no good outcome to bigotry. Bigotry is, as a matter of fact, like structurally incorrect. It's a bad way of thinking, regardless of whether you're the oppressed or the oppressor. It's not about harm being done through the misandry or anti-white racism itself. This guy's not hurting me. It's just like, damn, this guy's a fucking retard. You have to identify it so that you can like, oh shit, these aren't like. Crockett isn't a good politician or a good woman or a progressive. These people are just making anti-white arguments, and I'm not hurt by it, but they're really bad arguments, you know? I guess it's just a rumor Apex funneling its money into other PACs and Svosh, and no one else here knows which ones. Wait, what are you talking about? We did like a video on it recently. They were, what was the race? No. There are tons of articles on it. Democracy PAC. Yeah, the, I swear to God, I've done videos on this recently. But they've been trying to avoid public scrutiny by funneling their money into other shadow packs. United Democracy Project. Thank you, United Democracy Project.
Don't need us. So, black people, do what you want to do accordingly. I'm saying vote. Vote for harm reduction. Because playing that game of all the fucking nothing, even though
Tallarico took money from a GOP billionaire PAC, Miriam Adelson. I don't know. Genuine. I do not understand how this keeps coming up. When in the state legislature, he took some money as part of a pro-gambling vote. That did happen. Yeah. I don't understand what that has to do with him running against Crockett, though. Like, I don't know. I don't understand why people get, are you indicating that Crockett has never received money from billionaires or that he doesn't receive, like, she doesn't have reactionary positions? I don't understand what the sentiment is. Like, you're just saying that, but what's your argument?
A hard fucking pill to swallow will put us in a worse predicament. And make sure you hear me clearly. I'm not telling you to give any money. I'm not telling you to give your free labor. I'm not telling you to do any of that. I'm telling you to do the fucking bare minimum, which is the only thing that really matters, which is to vote them down the fucking ballot. And if shit don't work out the way that they said it was going to work out, well, baby, they just going to have egg on their face, and we're going to have to tell them another I told you so.
That's great. So basically, he's not going to vote in either of his supporters. Well, what he wants to say is that he's not voting for Tallarico, but he knows he'd be flamed even by his supporters for it. So he has to do this really, like, disingenuous, grit-your-teeth advocacy for Tallarico. I doubt he's going to say anything pro-Tallarico between now and the general. The pro-Crockett line is she hasn't received money from Israel. Yeah, but she said pro-Israel things. Yeah, she's voted pro-Israel. I don't know. Dude literally said vote for harm reduction, lol. He didn't say don't vote. He wants to be anti-Tallarico, but pro-voting Democrat down the ticket. This person is caught in between political pragmatism and a desire to capitalize on racial animus. Because he's fundamentally reactionary. He is a reactionary political actor. He would be Republican if he wasn't black and paid by the Democratic Party. So, you know, there are conflicting interests here. You are not going to see pro-Tallarico advocacy from him. Or, I mean, I'm happy to be proven wrong, I guess. I'd like it if he did. Anyway, all that bullshit aside, the results from the primary were incredibly positive. I give it about a 20% chance that he wins the general, which is a hell of a lot better than I think anybody would have called a year ago. Yeah, the Latino turnout was good. It turns out that Crockett's strategy of telling the Latino population of Texas they have a slave mentality was not an effective one. You can be bought once, you can be bought again. I don't think there's any evidence to indicate that Tallarico has been bought, though. Like, he received money. Politicians receive money from wealthy donors. I don't think it's good that he received money from Miriam Adelson. I just don't understand why that keeps getting brought up as like a catch-all, it's over. I mean, Crockett, both of them have received money from many places. That happens to every political campaign in America, you know? What's more, the money he received from Miriam Adelson was before he even ran for Senate. It was unrelated to his campaign, so I don't know. It seems like people bring that up as a non sequitur sometimes. Don't forget telling Latinos that they're going to be picking cotton. So much racial animus, man. So much racial animus. Just so motive, just thinking about it all the time. It's crazy. Like, all the constantly thinking about race over and over. It slips out in their language and everything is because you're being racist against them. It's crazy. Like, again, it would be one thing if this was Crockett running against Paxton, a really fucking racist dude. But Tallarico just isn't. You can't be doing that. Like, this is just the worst time to invoke that argument. Tallarico just has that Latin aura. I saw this. This one is so fucking funny. From 6 years ago, 5.5. I'm going viral in Brazil right now. Apparently, Tallarico is Brazilian slang for wife stealer. Hola, Brazil. I'm just trying to make good public policy here in Texas. I promise I won't steal your girl. I don't know if you can keep that promise, mister. Tallarico has specifically stopped taking PAC money since the 2024 election. A lot has changed since then, you know? He was just a small-time player back then. Now he's making a run as a fucking senator, man. If you just Google, like, who funds Jasmine Crockett, you get weird shit, too. This is kind of the case for every politician. You know, you don't always control who funds you. It's not just a matter of who directly funds your campaign. It's also a matter of, like, PACs that are affiliated with you that put out ads in your favor that you don't directly control. There are super PACs. Like, you could run as a progressive and, like, a weird third position, it's Nazi super PAC could just be like, we're in favor of this guy. We're going to run money or we're going to run ads with our money. And, you know, he can't control anything. So what is he going to do? You can denounce it if you want, but it's not going to change the fact that, like, a million people will see it on daytime TV. Political funding is complicated. This is like how AIPAC was pulling up 10-year comments from Kat Abigazela when she was a conservative teen. Dude, I'm like, I really worry for her. She already had a long shot to win, but it makes me so sad that in, like, the final and most stressful weeks of her campaign in the primary, a bunch of dipshit lefties are disingenuously attacking her for the radical position of we should supply arms to Taiwan if they're invaded by China. It's fucking insane. All that support directed to her only for, and it doesn't, it's not going to affect the vote count that much in the long run, but it's just so, it's so snaky. It's for nothing. It's for clicks. It's for clicks. Oh my God. Kat Abigazela thinks that we should support Taiwan if they're fucking invaded by China. The most milquetoast, banal, obvious position ever. No, you think China should just take over the world with no, what are you talking about? I feel bad for her. She seems nice. I've never talked to her. You know, I doubt I ever will, but